the income forecast for farmers. Welcome and hello again, everyone, for Tennessee Home and Farm Radio. I'm Lee Maddox. If you're a farmer, there are some encouraging areas when it comes to the farm income forecast for 2014. USDA's Rod Bain has more.
Farmers, just how does your bottom line look for 2014? Well, if you go by USDA's latest farm sector income forecast, authored in August, you would find, as a whole, farm income would be down this year.
ERS is estimating net cash income for 2014 at $123 billion. That's down 6% from 2013.
But according to USDA Chief Economist Joe Glauber, when you compare the August forecast with the previous estimates from last February,
up a little over $21 billion from their February forecast for 2014.
And that is one of many highlights from the forecast to forecast summary. For example, crop receipts were down 7% from last year. And the real mover? The livestock sector income category.
Livestock receipts are forecast for 2014 up almost 16% over 2013 and up almost $27 billion from our February estimates.
USDA economist Mitch Morhard says when you look at the balance sheet side, another record is expected for farm equity and assets.
Despite an expected slowdown in asset growth and forecasting higher debt levels in 2014, when you take the balance sheet as a whole and you look at farm financial risk indicators such as the debt-to-asset ratio, we're expecting those indicators to continue at a historically low levels.
Agriculture Secretary Tom Vilsack believes the summary of the farm sector income forecast as a whole is favorable.
With crop prices coming down a bit, it's not surprising that farm income would be down a bit from record levels last year. But the reality is, I think it compares very favorably to the 10-year average of farm income. It's still solid.
I'm Rod Bain reporting for the U.S. Department of Agriculture in Washington, D.C.
And for Tennessee Home and Farm Radio, I'm Lee Maddox.